Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Juicy Femininity for Black Girls podcast. I am your host, LaTanya, and in today's episode, we are going to be talking about how to change your life in the next 6 months. And I'm very excited about this topic because I know and I believe that 6 months is plenty of time to really make a significant shift in your life. And in this episode, I really want to get down and dirty into actual steps that you can take, because I know that when we talk about making changes in your life, there's a lot of talk about habits and mindset, and those things are very important, but I really want to get into things that you can actually do to change your life if you know that you're living a life that you're not quite happy with, and you know that there's something more that you want to be doing, or a way that you want to be living, right? Becoming the best version of yourself, right? So just to give you a little update, I have a new little setup here, which is nice. I'm at home on my couch. I never record here, but this has happened to work out really well for this episode. For those of you who are listening, you're not seeing me on my couch, but if you check this out on YouTube, you will be able to see my new setup. So those of you who are watching instead of listening, if you see me looking to the side here, I do have my notes. So I just want to let you guys know that I don't have everything memorized, so I'm going to be checking out my notes. If this is something that you want to do in your life, if you really are at a place and you're having feelings that are telling you that it's time to change and it's time to make some shifts in your life, then definitely grab a pen and grab some paper and grab a notepad or your journal or whatever, and take some notes, because I'm not only going to help you come up with a plan, but I'm going to help you come up with a plan that works best for you. I just want you to imagine where your life could really be in the next 6 months if you really just like went beast mode for the next 6 months. And I know that's not really a thing that we talk about when we're talking about femininity, about going beast mode. That's very masculine way of speaking. But what I mean by that is really just getting focused and really sticking to your guns. And I'm gonna show you a way to do this that really embraces flow and ease, and not like a stressful hustle grinding way of doing this. This doesn't have to be hard. This could be super simple. Like, if you wanted to lose weight in the next 6 months, if you lost 1 pound a week, you could lose 24 pounds in 6 months. 24 pounds is significant. That's a significant change. Like, you know, that's like 200 to 176. And it's a pretty big deal. If you wanted to start a blog, in 6 months, you could create a blog that has 24 posts. If you wrote one post a week, 24 posts, 24 well-written posts, one post a week could potentially help you to get brand deals, sponsors. Doesn't seem like a whole lot, but if you're really 24 posts doesn't seem like enough posts to do that. But if you're really putting effort and putting time into those posts each week and being consistent, consistency is what people are looking for. And that's really what I'm talking about today, and really to help you to make those shifts is to develop a method, a process, a roadmap that helps you to stay consistent throughout the next 6 months and see where it all takes you. Now, first I'm going to talk about the big picture of things, but show you how to break down that big vision, because I love a big vision. I'm a big vision person, and I talk about having a big vision all the time. But sometimes that big vision can be overwhelming and can scare you out of doing the thing, even though this is something that you want. The journey and the process is really important, and really gaining those skills and those experiences is what helps to prepare you for the big vision that you have, the big vision, the big life, the big whatever that you have planned for yourself. So I gave examples about a blog or like losing weight, but all of those things could also be applied in money, saving money, learning how to learning a new skill or creating a new habit. So 6 months is really plenty of time to really create a major shift in your life. It really is. And I have done it, and I've used these methods, and I've really thought back to times where I've made a significant shift in my life, and my life really changed. And I took what I learned from that, and that is what I'm sharing with you today in this episode. So let's get into the meat of this thing. So the first thing is to have a clear vision of what you want. Now, like I said, I talk about vision all the time, and those of you who rock with me and those of you who have done my trainings, who have coached with me, who have taken some of my courses, know that I talk about vision all the time because I think intention and focus and direction is important to achieving anything that you really want to achieve. So I don't skip that part. And I think that even though we're talking about a 6 months, we're talking about a confined time period, right? 6 months, which is a fairly short amount of time, right? I think that you don't want to just be making changes in your life just to for the sake of making changes. You want it to be something that matters to the big vision that you have for your life, right? Or you'll just end up finding yourself starting over all the time. And who wants to do that, right? So I'm going to give you a quick exercise that I want you to do. Because you can do it probably like 15 minutes, right? Or even 5. You know, if you set a timer for 5 minutes, I want you to set a timer for no less than 5 minutes. I want you to write out the words and phrases that express the life that you want to have in the next 10 years. Now, I know we're talking about 6 months, but we're talking about the big vision, right? I want you to think about your life in the next 10 years and think about words and phrases that describe that life. And I want you to think about them in all areas of your life, from your friends, your family, romantic relationships, money, career, home, leisure, legacy. I want you to think about it all. I have a breakdown of the 12 areas of high vibe living, and those 12 areas really break down what I'm saying to you. Now you can use them if you're interested in a breakdown of those 12 areas that will be helpful in goal setting. I'll leave that for you in the show notes or the description so you can download that. But anyway, I want you to really look at those areas of your life and think about what your big vision for those areas are for you. And I also want you to think of, as you're making this list, think of things that you wanted to try, think of things that you have been trying to make time for but haven't been able to, or things that you've stopped doing that you used to love to do and somehow life just got away from you and you just stopped doing these things. I want you to think about all of those things and write it all down. Now, you could do it this quickly, take the whole 15 minutes, but it's a fun little exercise and it helps you just really get excited about really thinking about your life, right? After you do this exercise, right, I want you to now think about where you are now. Based on where you are now, look at that vision and create one goal that you're going to focus on for the next 1 to 3 months. A month is a good amount of time to create a new habit, right? But 3 months is a good amount of time to really make a shift in your life. Now, we're talking about changing your life in 6 months. And if you are focusing on one thing for the next 6 months, how do you make a drastic change? Well, that one goal could be something that makes a drastic change. You know what I mean? Maybe you try one thing a month. So 6 goals over the next 6 months. Or maybe you try one thing for 2 months. It's 3 goals. Or you try one thing for 3 months. It's 2 goals. Now, it all depends on the goal. And some goals take more time than others. So you want to give it the time that it needs, right? If you're trying to lose weight, a month it might be long enough. If you just want to lose a few pounds, if you want to lose 5 to 10 pounds, a month is great. Great amount of time for that goal. But if you want to lose 50, I don't think a month is enough time to really give yourself that goal. So keep that in mind as you're thinking about some of these goals. And don't think that you have to have a goal that's going to take you 3 months in order to do it. Like, a 1 month goal is totally fine. Sometimes baby steps are necessary. I believe in the baby steps. So don't get so caught up in the big vision that you want to get to it so fast, because I promise you, when you do this exercise, you can get really excited about that big vision. But don't get so caught up into it that you feel like you have to pick goals that get you that tomorrow, because the process, the journey matters, okay? So take your time, take the steps that you need. Maybe one of your goals is to start waking up earlier and working out. Maybe one of your goals is to make breakfast every morning, a healthy breakfast every morning, because you're just starting to eat better. Maybe your goal is to journal every morning for the next 30 days. Maybe your goal is, you know what I mean? Like, this doesn't have to be super, super hard and complex. It's just the baby steps. It's the small steps that you're going to take now to actually get to that vision, get to that life, that version of yourself that you want so badly. So another thing that I want to say is to take action immediately. So once you have this goal and you have decided what you're going to be focusing on over the next 1 to 3 months, start on it tomorrow. Start on it right away. Because a lot of times we get so excited about things and then we let some time pass and then we start to talk ourselves out of it. Like, fear starts to creep in, negative thoughts and negative, you know, self-talk starts to creep in, and then we try to find reasons not to do it. And to avoid that, I want you to start right away. Get started on that goal right away. Take the first step right away. And then the next thing I want you to do is work through any blocks that are holding you back from really getting to this dream life that you want in the next 6 months, or this dream life that you want in general, right? So I want you, that means reading books, focusing on activities that are aligned, right? Reading books that are aligned, focusing on activities that are aligned with the vision that you have, or the goals that you have set for yourself. Now, this is important because there are so many things. Like, there's so many books, there's so many blogs, there's so many podcasts, there's so many activities and things that you could be doing to help you work through these blocks, right? And I don't want you to get distracted and bogged down by shiny objects. I want you to have the vision, set the goal, and make the activities that you do revolve around those things. Don't waste your time reading about something that has nothing to do with your vision or your goal right now. Mainly your goal right now, because we're focusing on the goal. It may have something to do with your big vision, but we're not working on the next steps. We're working on the first steps, right? We're working on the goal at hand, and just focus on that goal for the next 6 months. This is the vehicle. This is how you get there. This is how you get from point A to point B, is that you focus on the thing. And you do that by not getting distracted by all of these things. Now, I like to keep a little, I keep a list in my Google Drive. And I also think I have it in one of my task management systems like Asana or ClickUp, where I make a list of all the things that I want to do, but I don't have a chance to do now, just so I don't forget. So maybe it's just a simple Google Doc, and you just write down all the ideas or all the books or all the things that you want to do that do align with the big vision, but may not be what you need right now as you focus on this, on the main goal, right? And so just write it down and keep it, and, you know, just so you don't forget about it. And every 3 to 6 months or so, review it, look at it and see if maybe it aligns with the next goal or the next thing that you want to do on your step to achieving your big vision. I also recommend therapy if you need it, because when we're trying to make big changes in our lives and we're really trying to make these shifts, all kinds of stuff creeps up on us, and it's going to happen. This is not always an easy journey. Sometimes some of these goals that you have might be easy to achieve, and there may be times where you have to really push yourself out of your comfort zone, and you're gonna really see what is hidden deep down there that rears its head. And, you know, probably has always been there, some limiting beliefs, some negative talk that has always been there but didn't seem as loud before because it didn't need to be. And now that you're trying to make some really big changes, it's gonna try to stop you. Those negative beliefs that have been embedded in you, and, you know, those belief systems, that conditioning that has been put inside you, maybe even as far back as early childhood, those things are gonna start to come up. And having a way to talk about those things and get help getting past those things is very important. So I definitely recommend therapy. I definitely recommend journaling. Journaling is one of the best tools that I've had for really working through some of those blocks. I think therapy is super, super important, but on a daily, you can't go to therapy on a daily basis. I mean, that's not realistic, but you can journal daily and journal when you need to. And having a journal is actually very helpful as you go through therapy as well, just to kind of gather your thoughts and, you know, be able to discuss some of those things that are bothering you. But journaling really helps to, like, break down some of these thoughts and some of and when you can write, when you can slow it all down from your head, like, and put it in your journal and write about what you're feeling and what some of those negative or limiting thoughts are, you can really see how silly it might be and really be able to find a way to work through them and a way to recognize it should it show up again. So let's recap real quickly. First, get really clear on your big vision. Second, have that one goal. Third, start immediately. And fourth, work through any blocks that are holding you back. I'm also going to recommend that you start where you are, right? I've kind of been saying that throughout this episode, just to, like, not get so caught up in the big vision that you want to get things done quickly, or you feel like, or even let it make you feel like shit that you're not quite where you think you should be, because that's a thing too, right? We can get so caught up in the big vision that we start to feel like, man, I should be further along by now, or dang, if I had done this years ago, I wouldn't be in this situation. We're not doing any of that. I want you to start from today. Start right where you are. And starting where you are is really the key to releasing a lot of the stress and frustration that you may be feeling. Just be okay with starting right where you are. And I'm gonna add the second one as well onto that, to piggyback off of this, is to have gratitude. Be grateful for where you are right now. I'm telling you, when you are able to just appreciate where you are, That is a major mind shift already. And if you can change your mind into thinking, into not looking at things in a negative way and not looking at where you are right now in a negative way because you haven't achieved the big vision, you will be so much better off when you actually do achieve the thing. Because we're human beings. We're always looking for the next phase or the next goal or the next way to level up. I think that's just human nature. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But should you achieve the big vision? Let's say you get there and you actually achieve your big vision, then what? If you can get to the place of that big vision and you haven't really practiced any gratitude or done it with gratitude, you're not really gonna feel fulfilled there either. And you'll always be looking for something else and feeling like you should already be there. This should already be what your life is like. And honestly, it's not fit to yourself. It's not fair to the God that created you. It's not fair to, you know, your friends and family and your children if you have them. Just be good. Have a big vision, but be good where you are and be grateful. Be grateful where you are. And lastly, the third tool, I'll give you a few tools, but I just feel like these are some things I want you to be thinking about throughout your journey as you're embarking on this path over the next 6 months. I said start where you are, I said gratitude, but also self-care. Now, we talked about therapy, that's a part of self-care, but also just taking time to rest. Rest is self-care. Not beating yourself up. Gratitude is self-care. Self-care helps you to know and recognize your worth, that you deserve it, that your desires of your heart are valid and important. It's essential because you are going to be pushed to limits that you haven't been before. There's no way you can change your life, whether it's in 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years. Without stepping out of your comfort zone, without doing things that are uncomfortable. And that's it. That's all I have for you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you thought these tips were very helpful. These are simple things, and it really is this simple. I think that the tools that I'm giving you are very simple, but the journey is yours, and it's gonna be hard sometimes. I'm telling you this because I've done it. I'm telling you this because I've been on this journey. I've done it more than once. It can be scary and it can be hard. And so I want you to really have this big vision. Now, I gave you the 15 minutes exercise, but you can take that even further and create a Pinterest board that you look at every day, or a little vision board that you look at every day, or a mood board, or, you know, a playlist. You know, I love anything that ignites the senses and, you know, helps to get me motivated and excited and inspired every day. And the senses are some of the best, using your senses are the best ways to do that. So, have at it. I think that I gave you the simplest way, just writing like phrases and you know, words and phrases, but by all means, turn it into a vision board, turn it into a Pinterest board that, you know, really helps you to visualize that life and really can help you on those harder days when you don't always feel motivated, or you have to do something that scares you or makes you uncomfortable. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that it was helpful for you, and I will see you in the next one.